Previously on Gilmore Girls.
I'm Dean.
I'm Max Medina.
Nice to meet you.
You just had a desperate need for some cornstarch?
I have very important thickening needs, thank you.
I'd like to see you sometime.
Are you asking me out on a date?
I got kissed, and I shoplifted.
At some point in your life, you're going to have to decide that some guy is worth opening that front door for.
Rory?
Yeah?
I love you.
We just broke up.
Maybe we need to take a little time away from each other.
Okay.
I'm planning on despising everyone who says, hey, how's it going?
You're on.
Hey, how's it going?
Rachel.
You're Rachel? You're Rachel? Is she, staying?
I don't know.
Do you want her to?
I don't know.
I would hate to think that I raised a kid who couldn't say I love you. I really miss you.
Sleeping through this.
What?
The freaking Blue Man Group is outside our house.
I was sleeping through it.
It had to have woken you up.
No, my insane mother, Margot Kidder Gilmore, woke me up.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. What are you doing?
Fixing your porch rail.
That's right. You are. You're fixing my porch rail. At 6:30 in the morning.
It's the only time I could do it.
Why? Why?
It was broken. I noticed last time I was here. It could hurt somebody.
Luke, we sleep around here, okay? We like it. It makes us pretty and keeps us from killing our crazy friends.
You're going to wake the neighbors.
Oh, could you pound one more thing while you're out here? Your head and a for sale sign on the lawn because we're moving. So that's two things, the sign and your head, and in that order because otherwise you'll be too dizzy to do the sign thing. Ah, shoot. Rory?
You locked out?
You don't exist. Rory?
You shouldn't have closed the door.
That! Rory?
Lorelai, sugar, you're waking up the entire neighborhood. Please.
Excuse me!
I'm officially annoyed.
Oh, well, don't blame me. Blame Luke. He was right here.
Yeah, I know.
Get it back to bed, doll.
He's banging on the...
I know.
It was something on the porch. It was broken.
I know.
I'm not crazy.
I know.
He was banging on something.
I know.
If you're out...
Michelle, get that, please.
I can,
Michelle, we've been over this. We all cover the phone. That includes you.
Don't misunderstand. I wanted to answer it. I truly did. But today I'm suffering from ennui.
Ennui?
Severe ennui. You know what ennui is, yes?
Yes. Webster's defines ennui as a lazy, soon-to-be-out-of-work French concierge who won't answer the phone.
Look, I've made my peace with the fact that everyone who calls here is a notch above brain dead, and that the pennies I am thrown each week are in exchange for me dealing with these people in a non-violent manner. And usually that is fine, but today, sorry, lady, I have ennui.
So, you're sleepy?
It's a metaphysical angst.
So you want to go betty-bye?
You make light, it increases my ennui.
Oh, okay, that's it. Come on, you need coffee. I need coffee. Extra strong. Double cap. Triple cap. No, forget the cap. Throw in the whole cow and serve it to this man right here. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's
Might sound a little weird, but I think I've got...
Oh, no.
Ennui.
Your friend Ennui to her.
She asked me what was wrong with me earlier, so I told her.
Michelle, you know that Suki ends up thinking she's coming down with whatever illness other people have.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no? What was that whole conversation last week when I had to convince you you didn't have a prostate?
Oh, how is Elle?
Hello?
Is this a bad time?
For the hotel industry, but not for you.
I've only got a second, but I wanted to say hi.
Hi.
And thank you for last night.
It was a good night, wasn't it?
Several novels will be written about it.
I say we do it again, and next time, I'll be the Gypsy Queen.
Do you know the more I see you, the more I want to see you?
Same here.
It's like a vicious circle.
It's an achy feeling.
Like withdrawal pains. It's
totally distracting.
Completely wonderful. I gotta go.
No, don't.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Don't.
Okay.
This would be another example of a vicious circle.
So we should both go.
We definitely should.
So...
Hang up.
No, you hang up.
Vicious circle.
Bye.
Bye.
You look happy.
Oh, well, what's the opposite of ennui? Off-we.
Hey, I'm scared.
I had the weirdest dream last night. We were in our house, but it wasn't our house. It was a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I'm hooked.
I had to get dressed, but my clothes were in the back. And the guy manning the giant oil vat would not let me through.
Oh, my God, that's so weird. When you said oil vat, that just reminded me. I had this dream last night. We were swimming in a pool, only it wasn't water. It was like oil or honey or something.
Hey.
What?
You totally did the thing.
What thing?
The thing, where one person is describing their dream and it reminds the other person about their dream, and suddenly it's all about their dream. And the first person is just standing there like, hey, man, what about my dream?
I'm sorry. The oil vat guy was being mean.
Yes. And we knew him. He used to live in town. He was that guy who used to run the auto body shop before Maven Hughes bought it. Remember him?
No.
Oh, he do. He was really skinny.
Peter Stringbean?
No. That was the tall circus freaky guy who worked for him. This was the owner guy. What was his name?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Come on. Oh, it's going to bug me all day. He was short and fat, and his name was...
Johnny McShort and Fat.
Oh, no. Don't mock.
Hey, who was the guy who used to run the auto body shop?
The Stretch Cunningham guy?
No, the Dick Tracy guy.
Big, always had a half-smoked cigar in his mouth?
Yes, him. What was his name? It was like Jim something.
Yeah, always had an ing at the end.
Yes, Banning.
Lanning.
Dunning.
That's it.
Oh, hey, Jim Dunning was the Dick Tracy guy.
Jim Dunning, that's the Dick Tracy guy.
Oh, the Dean box.
Okay, I know I was supposed to throw it away, but I couldn't. I mean, you're young, and your head's all weird, and you don't have any perspective because of that whole young, weird-headed thing, so just please listen to me before you get mad. You're going to want that stuff one day, when you're old and married and looking back and thinking, I certainly had an interesting life. And then you can pull out all your old boyfriend boxes, which is good, because I threw away stuff I'd kill to have today. Look, I put it in with the Max box so they could chat and keep each other company and commiserate about how they had a Gilmore girl and lost a Gilmore girl and sorry.
Thanks. Day was, Janie Furtman, you are a vacuous bimbo who will be turning letters as a profession one day, and the only way you'll know which letter to turn is when it dings and lights up, and I have no desire to stop and talk to you, ever. But what I said was, what, Janie? And then she goes, you're cheerleader material. Cheerleader material, just like that. I couldn't believe it. I almost went full Matrix on her.
Have you heard a word I've said?
Nope.
I resent that. I'm a witty conversationalist. What?
I'm going in.
You can't.
I'm going in.
It's Thursday afternoon.
I know.
He works on Thursday afternoon.
I know.
We're talking you-know-who.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Calm down.
Oh, my God.
You're making a spectacle.
You're getting back together with Dean.
If you keep jumping like that, I'm going to videotape it and send it to Janie Furtman as your cheerleader audition.
When did this happen?
Nothing's happened. I don't even know what I'm doing exactly, or what he's thinking, or whether he's burned all my letters and pictures, or hates me, or what, but I'm going in.
So encourage this. I love you, but you've been mopey-dopey in about 12 other melancholy dwarves for the past 5 weeks, and I miss the old Rory.
I miss the old me, too.
And I've been feeling bad for the new Rory.
Well, she's staging a comeback.
And may be more successful than Peter Frampton's.
Wish me luck.
Luck.
Oh, Taylor, you scared me.
What are you doing? You're walking around like...
Like what?
Dare I say, like a shoplifter.
Oh, I'm not here to shoplift.
Well, you currently fit 4 of the 8 characteristics.
I do?
You're alone, you look nervous, you're meandering in an aimless fashion, and you're wearing a baggy coat.
Oh, I tend to run cold.
So, what are you here for?
I'm looking for your checkout boy. I had a question, and I didn't want to bother you.
Well, he's stacking on 6. Over here, please. Mikey, this is Miss Gilmore. She needs some help. Take care, Rory. Watch her.
Yeah?
Hi. I was just wondering, do you like working here?
What?
I mean, do you enjoy the whole box boy trade as a profession?
No.
No? Okay, good. So I'm just going to cross that off my list. Thank you for your time.
Well... He's not there.
But he always works Thursdays.
I guess he's taking Thursday afternoons off now. That's not good.
How's that not good?
Because that means he's moved on.
What are you talking about?
Obviously, he's met one of those Thursday afternoon girls.
What's a Thursday afternoon girl?
They're those slutty girls that get guys to switch their Thursday afternoons with another checkout guy so they can go do slutty Thursday afternoon things.
Okay, you're reading way too much into this.
I shouldn't have gone in.
Well, it's good to go in.
Taylor thinks I'm casing the place. Like, I would ever shoplift there.
You have shoplifted there.
Lane, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to be more honest with me than you've ever been before in your life. Have you ever seen him with another girl at school?
No.
Lane?
No.
You'd tell me, right?
Yes. No, I wouldn't, because it would break your heart, but I haven't.
You swear? On the life of the lead singer of Blur?
On the soul of Nico, I swear to you that I have not seen Dean with another girl.
Okay.
He's miserable.
Fine.
Suicidal.
Good.
And in desperate need of haircut.
Thank you.
Honey, don't think about it too long now.
You should decorate this thing.
I did.
Well, I mean, with something other than a bunch of dead black and white women.
What, like curtains?
You know what I mean. I did mine up.
Yeah, I saw that. The naked picture of the Siamese twins is particularly classy.
You know what these are?
They look like tickets.
To P.J. Harvey.
Wow, you have good taste, I'll give you that.
You're into P.J. Harvey, right?
Yeah, how do you know?
Well, I'm all-knowing.
How godlike of you.
One of these is for you.
Oh, I don't think we should go to a concert together.
Reason?
It would seem like a date.
Well, it would seem like a date because it would be a date.
I can't date you, Tristan.
Well, I give you permission.
And on that humble note...
Oh, Rory, favor, big one. Look at the face.
Sure, what?
Can I get your biology notes from Tuesday? I was out.
To lunch.
Please?
Sure, I have them at home. I can bring them later.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
One more and you're done.
Thank you. So, I've decided I'm now completely into Judy Garland. Did you see the TV movie?
Pretty intense.
I think they used my mother's medicine cabinet in that.
She was the Courtney Love of her day.
Show me a trend and I'll show you Madeline.
Judy Garland is trendy?
Completely.
She's neo-erotic retro chic.
No one tells me these things.
Hi.
Hey.
Ooh, what are those?
Oh, PJ Harvey tickets.
Really?
Cool.
Who are you going with?
Rory.
What?
Rory's going out with you?
Yes, she is.
Wow, I didn't think she liked him.
Neither did I. Do you think she's mad?
What is she waiting for? A tram? Let's move.
Oh, yeah, she's mad.
Flutter, flutter, quick, quick. flutter, flutter, quick, quick, and your hearts are broken. Your prince has betrayed you. You've been shot with an arrow, and now you're dead.
Hi, Patty. Lorelai.
Hey, Rachel. Hey, have you seen Luke around?
Oh, he's probably at the diner.
Nope. He was supposed to be at the diner, but he's not.
Oh, well?
We were supposed to meet for lunch, but he didn't show.
Oh.
Again.
Ah, I made tuna.
Nice. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, he usually comes back upstairs for a little break between lunch and dinner, but recently he's been other places. Your place, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, Rachel, he's just fixing some things.
I know.
But the porch rail, a couple roof shingles, then the porch rail again after he fell off the roof onto the porch rail.
Yeah, he's been telling me.
Good.
Look, if you see him, could you tell him to just, I don't know, check in?
Yes, we'll do.
Thanks.
Bye.
Shake off the sunset. Yes, doing me good.
Through the back door.
The back door's locked.
No, that's why I came. The back door lock was broken.
The back door lock was fine.
The back door lock was cheap.
The back door lock came with the house. It's been a very fine back door lock.
It's the kind of lock burglars look for.
Why do burglars look for that lock?
Because it's easy to break into. I proved that.
You proved that by?
Breaking in through the back door.
Oh, my God.
It's the only way I could get in.
You have crossed over into the dark side, Luke.
It's not that big a deal.
You broke into my house!
I'm gonna fix it.
Oh! Step away from that lock.
What?
Get off. Come sit down. You have almost no free time with all your work at the diner. And lately, every spare moment has been spent not with Rachel.
That's not true.
Oh, she was looking for you today and she didn't know where you were.
I'm not hiding from her.
I didn't say you were hiding from her.
Sounded like you were implying it.
Well, someone's sensitive about the accusation.
I think I'm hiding from her.
I think you are, too.
It's just a little weird having her in my place.
I thought that's what you wanted.
It was. Is. I've just been living alone since forever. Now I got used to putting the milk someplace in the fridge and finding it in the exact same spot. You know what I mean?
We don't even keep milk in the house.
Well, then cookies.
Cookies almost never make it out of the car.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe you can train Rachel to use a magic marker to mark the milk exactly where you left it.
It's not just about milk. I'm not used to someone expecting me.
Expecting you to
come home, do things, be with her.
Most people would kill to have that in their lives.
I know. But I'm different. I'm a loner.
Oh, no. No. I don't want to hear about the romance of being a loner.
Some guys are just naturally loners.
Yes, lonely guys.
Independent guys.
Sad guys.
Maverick guys.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
John Muir.
The Unabomber.
Henry David Thoreau.
Every one of these sad and lonely guys.
It's just not what I thought it would be like having Rachel back. You know, it's not the fantasy I was toting around all these years.
Well, Luke, life is not a fantasy. Maybe you have to lower your expectation bar a little bit.
So you're saying that life is just settling for whatever comes along?
Wow. You think having Rachel's settling?
No, I didn't mean that. Rachel's great.
And she's crazy about you. And if her worst trait is she's a milk whore, you have it pretty good.
Yeah.
And you just need to give this situation a fair chance.
I know.
And that starts with ceasing work on the Winchester Mystery House here.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
Fine.
Good, good.
Are you here to see my brother?
Oh, no. No, not at all. I'm, with the Girl Scouts.
I'm gonna be a Girl Scout someday. I'm a Brownie now.
Oh, well, good. That's an excellent stepping stone.
Where's your uniform?
Oh, we're not doing uniforms anymore. You know, we're trying to blend in, relate better to the average person. It was a very successful strategy for the Hare Krishnas, so.
You look like someone.
I do?
You're the girl in the pictures.
What pictures?
The ones Dean has in his room.
Dean has pictures in his room?
There's a funny one of you sticking out your tongue. He had a lot.
Wait, has or had?
What?
You went from has to had. That's a big difference.
It is?
Yeah. What's your name?
Clara.
You're a pretty girl, Clara.
Thanks.
Now, was it has or had?
I don't know.
You do know, Clara. Had is past tense, has is present. Now think.
I'm trying.
Can you go to his room now?
He doesn't like me in his room.
Sneak in. He'll never know. Oh, no, Clara, don't cry. Oh, I didn't mean to make you cry. I'm a nice person. I'm a Girl Scout.
Clara?
Bye.
What's the matter?
She scared me.
Who?
The Girl Scout.
Okay, we've got food, drink, reading material, chocolate-covered espresso beans. Have I listed anything up?
I think that about covers it.
You're such a good provider.
I try my best.
Are you sure you want to go to this thing?
You've been talking about these town meetings for months. I've got to see one for myself.
Well, they're never dull.
And if you're lucky, you'll see some crazy lady throwing french fries at the people she disagrees with like last time.
So were they cold?
No, I was just full.
Ah. Oh, I forgot. One for you. And one for you.
What are these?
Those are rings. And the diamonds are actually candy, so you can eat it.
Max, that's very sweet, but we're not eight.
Here you go. Great, yours. Right, change each.
Enough of this arguing. It's time to put this to a vote.
All right, now let's see a show of hands. All those in favor?
Oh, Brad, it started already.
All those opposed? Lorelai, you don't even know what we're voting on.
Yeah, but I'm against it.
All right. The nays have it. Let the record reflect it. Lorelai, I hope that's not food in those bags. Food is not allowed at town meetings.
No, Taylor, it is. It's, diapers for the little ones.
The what?
Dorsal fins and cucamonga.
What did you say?
I confuse him until he loses his train of thought, and then he moves on.
Oh. Hot dog? All right. I'd like to open the meeting up for miscellaneous issues.
I have an issue. Who are you?
The town troubadour.
The what?
You've seen him, Taylor, with his guitar.
Right, the guitar.
Yes, he plays on all the street corners.
He loiters on street corners.
We are two peas in a pod, Luke.
Scary thought, Taylor.
Go on, honey.
Thank you. I've been the town troubadour for 6 months now, and I think I've done a pretty good job. And then, he shows up. And there's no room for a second troubadour in Stars Hollow.
Clearly. This is hands down the silliest thing I have ever heard.
Hear them out, Taylor. It can't hurt. These are not fries. They are Farfanugan Sugandugan.
I opened the floor for issues of substance. This does not qualify.
Don't be uncool, Taylor. Music is substance.
Watch out, Mari. After that anatomically explicit epithet your wife yelled at me earlier, you're both on probation.
All I'm asking is that the town troubadour laws be enforced.
There are no town troubadour laws.
There ought to be something.
I've got the town handbook right here.
I don't get this, people. This man is practically a vagrant. I mean, where do you even live? What do you do for a living?
I don't want people to know those things.
Why not?
Because that's part of being a troubadour.
What is part of being a troubadour?
The mystique.
Oh, this is absolutely ridiculous. Do you subscribe to this troubadour mystique?
I run a Kinko's in Groton.
Oh, you see, that proves it. He doesn't respect the code. You're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to run a Kinko's. You're supposed to speak through your music. That's the whole point.
What is your scam,
my
buddy?
My scam?
Because if you are using the fine people of Stars Hollow to make a quick buck...
No, Taylor, he doesn't accept money. I know, I tried.
He may not now, but he will. This troubadour act is a money-making scheme. Why else would he be doing it?
Because sometimes you have something you need to say, but you can't because the words won't come out, or you get scared, or you feel stupid. So If you could write a song and sing it, then you could say what you need to say, and it would be beautiful, and people would listen, and you wouldn't make a complete idiot out of yourself. But all of us can't be songwriters, so some of us will never be able to say what we're thinking or what we want other people to know that we're thinking, so we'll never get the chance to make things right again, ever. So, give this guy a license.
Well, I like that little speech.
That's the Girl Scout.
In the interest of not talking about this subject for another second, I hereby designate Mystique Guy over here the official town troubadour, and no other troubadour may usurp his territory, meaning this other guy.
Do you want some fries? We have extra.
No, Rachel's mind in the store, so I should probably get going.
Yeah,
I agree.
I knew you would.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah. There's nothing much pressing at the town meeting.
Okay, well, the bread shipment's all put away, and I sent Caesar home since it was pretty dead.
Good. Good call.
Thanks.
So you're leaving, huh?
Yeah.
Are you even going to tell me?
I was waiting for you to get back so I could say goodbye.
Yeah, you... at least always do that. So go.
Don't you even want to know why?
I know why.
I don't think you do.
Just like all the other times, Rachel. You're the anywhere but here girl. You're restless. You're bored. It is what it is.
That's not it.
Then what is it? Is there another guy?
No.
Then what?
It's another girl.
What? You're telling me...
the other girl isn't for me, Luke. It's for you.
Okay, now that's crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No!
You feel you need a different excuse this time to mix things up a little, fine. But you're not leaving because of me.
I'm sure you tried, Luke. But admit it, your heart wasn't in it.
My heart was in it. I was here. I didn't leave. I don't get this.
Luke!
Now, what are you talking about, another girl? What other girl? Oh, Rachel, no. You don't mean... she and I are just friends. I told you that 1,000 times.
No. You told it to me once. And you could barely get it out then.
Okay. This is crazy. You've got it wrong here. It's not... she and I are...
I'm gonna go. I'll miss you. Stay in touch.
Rachel, come on.
So don't wait too long, okay?
To what?
To tell her.
Hey, Madeline. I've got the notes you wanted.
No, thanks.
No, these are the ones you asked for. The biology notes from Tuesday. The other day you said you...
No, thanks.
But... well, what's wrong with her?
Nothing's wrong with her, Mary.
Mary? Oh, no. Not this Virgin Mary thing again.
Not virgin. Typhoid.
What?
You know, when we met at the beginning of the year, I didn't like you because I thought you were some rube from the sticks, and I have no patience for rubes.
How very enlightening.
But then I discovered that you're not so dumb. You even seemed modestly interesting at times. That's when I made a very big mistake. I let my guard down. That won't happen again.
What is all this about?
It's about using people for your own sick ends. It's about making enemies where you should have made friends.
How did I make you my enemy?
Oh, I think you know.
What? Was it setting you up with Tristan? I'm sorry about that. I thought I was just being nice.
Oh, sure you did.
I helped you get ready. I loaned you my mother's clothes, which I still haven't gotten back, by the way.
Oh, my God, you're right. I hope those weren't the ones Skippy had her puppies on. I'll check when I get home.
Tell me what I did.
Paris, think about it at P.J. Harvey.
Is that what this is about? I'm not going to P.J. Harvey.
Tristan says you are. Well, then he lied. I saw the tickets. He bought those tickets on his own. Look, I'm over Tristan, so don't back out on my account.
There's nothing to back out of.
I don't have time for things like concerts anyway. I'm already lining up my extracurriculars for next year. By the way, are you still going out for the school paper?
You know I am.
You're going to need a faculty recommendation.
I think I can swing it.
And the support of the student editor.
I'm not worried.
Worry. I just got the job.
Oh. Congratulations.
Thank you. And don't worry. You'll have some role. How's covering the new parking lot landscaping sound?
Peachy.
Too bad I already filled the slot for music coverage. You know, record reviewing and such. You'd have been perfect for it. I gave the job to Louise.
Louise owns 2 CDs.
Yeah. Well, gotta go. Have a really good summer.
You're annoyingly on time again. Okay. Stairs, then shoes. Stairs, then shoes. Oh, hi.
Hey. You're all dressed up.
Oh, I'm going out.
Oh, sorry. I forgot my toolbox, so I just thought I'd come pick
it up. Oh, yeah. It's right over here. Murray and I couldn't lift it or we would have brought it to you, and then we got used to having it here. So we named it Bert, and we'd say goodnight, Bert, and we'd say goodnight, girls, and we spent too much time home alone.
Well, thanks for taking care of us.
Our pleasure.
So Rachel left.
What?
Last night she left. For good.
Oh, no, Luke, I'm so sorry. What happened?
It's hard to explain.
I can't believe it. I thought she was really in it for the long haul this time.
Yeah, well, she had her reasons.
Really? What?
Hello? I tried to be late.
Oh, and an utter failure at 1 minute past. Max Medina, this is Luke Danes. Luke owns the diner. He has the greatest coffee.
Oh, right. I saw you at the town meeting.
Yeah, I saw you, too.
Nice to meet you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, we should be going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get going. I just left my toolbox from when I was here earlier fixing things. I do a lot of little things around here for Lorelei.
Yeah, you're very handy. So, Luke, we'll talk later.
Yes, we will.
Although probably not tonight. We won't be back until late.
No, I meant not tonight.
Oh, I misunderstood.
I meant tomorrow. So tomorrow.
Absolutely. We see each other most every day.
Well, sure. You've got the coffee.
And she needs the coffee. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Same time as always.
I count on a little later.
Doesn't matter what time it is. I'll always be around.
Bye.
So are we going?
Yeah. Just wanted to make sure you two are finished swinging those things around. Someone's bound to lose an eye.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'll get my purse.
So, not to be blunt, but is that over?
Is what over?
Whatever's going on that I just walked in on.
Oh, Max, come on. That's Luke.
I kind of picked something up there.
Okay, we'll drop it back on the ground and kick it under the couch because there is no there.
Hey, it's okay. And we were apart for quite a while. I never assumed you joined the convent.
Max.
I mean, it's not like I didn't date while we were apart.
You dated?
A little.
A little person?
No, I dated a little.
Okay, well, I didn't expect you to join a man vent or whatever the male equivalent of that is called. Who did you date?
A monastery.
You dated a monastery?
No, a monastery is the male equivalent of a convent.
Thank you, Mr. Medina. I'll make a note for the quiz on Friday.
I didn't know if I'd ever see you again.
No, I get it. Yes, we were apart, and, I didn't exactly remain inactive.
So you did date Luke?
No, I did not date Luke.
Well, you can tell me.
I did not date Luke.
There was a vibe.
There was no vibe. What is with the questioning? You won't tell me who you dated?
There's no one you know.
Okay, well, did you date, like, casual nothing type dating? Or did you date, like, get down Soul Train kind of a dating?
I wouldn't phrase it that way, but to be honest, it was the latter.
Good, good. Okay, well, I like your honesty. Because, I mean, you could have lied and left that part out to spare my feelings, which would have been unnecessary. So, thank you. That was good. I slept with Rory's dad.
Let's change the subject.
On my parents' balcony.
I want to change the subject.
Okay, well, you started it.
I did not mean for this to become a who slept with whom contest.
Well, how'd it get that way?
I don't know. Why do we do this? Why do we let it get weird between us just when it's getting good again?
I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
And I'm sick of it.
Well, so am I.
We can't keep getting this close just to have something completely derail us again. And frankly, there's only one thing I can think of that it could solve it.
Break up. Well, I'm not interested in a murder-suicide kind of thing.
We should get married.
Give me a clue as to whether you're kidding or not.
I am not kidding.
Good clue.
What do you say?
Nothing. Max, you did not just propose to me.
Yes, I did.
No, a proposal has to be something more than the desperate desire to end a bickering match.
It was more than that.
Oh, it has to be planned. It should be magical. There should be music playing and romantic lighting and a subtle build-up to the popping of the big question. There should be 1,000 yellow daisies. And candles, and a horse, and I don't know what the horse is doing there unless you're riding it, which seems a little over the top, but it should be more than this.
You're right.
I am right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Let's start the evening over.
Ding dong.
Now I'm 5 minutes late.
Well, you're making good progress.
Let's go.
Bye-bye, Bert.
So I'm a little tired of this game.
What game?
Are we meeting there or what?
What are you talking about?
The concert's tonight.
Well, I hope you and the empty seat next to you have a lot of fun.
I'm starting to get a little irritated here.
So am I.
What are you mad about?
You've been telling everyone that I'm going to this thing with you.
Just a couple?
You told Paris. Paris and I had just started getting along, and now she hates me again.
Well, if the damage is done, you might as well go to PG Harvey with me.
Never. Never. I am never going anywhere with you, ever.
You know, these tickets cost me a fortune.
They cost your daddy a fortune.
I don't even know anybody else who's even into this stupid guy.
PJ Harvey's a woman. What are you doing?
You'll get him back when you agree to go with me.
You're pathetic, Tristan. Keep the books. I'm leaving. Dean? Dean! What are you doing here?
I'm leaving.
Don't go!
I shouldn't have come.
No, wait!
I feel like an idiot.
Why?
Because I come all the way out here and I see you with him. That's just great.
No, Tristan was just...
I don't care.
No, listen.
He's got your books, Rory.
But he took them. He wouldn't give them back. Please, just tell me why you're here.
I don't even know.
Yes, you do.
Because I thought you... Forget it.
No, say it.
I thought you were trying to talk to me.
Oh.
I mean, you came to my house...
That wasn't me.
It was you.
It must have been someone that looked like me.
My sister recognized you from the pictures in my box.
In what box?
The box of stuff I have of us. Pictures and letters and everything from you.
You have a Rory box?
And what was going on at the town meeting? All that stuff about writing a song.
I don't know what I was talking about.
That had nothing to do with me? Well, I must have imagined it all then. Your boyfriend's waiting.
He's not my boyfriend. I hate him.
Whatever.
Dean!
What?
Stop!
Why?
Because I love you, you idiot!
Do you remember the first kiss? Stars shooting across the sky. To come to such a place as this.
Understand what I'm trying to say to you. Do you speak English? Are you listening to me? What took you?
Sorry, I got here as quickly as I could. Hi, Kurt.
Do not address him as a scoundrel.
I'm just doing my job.
What's going on?
Am I or am I not the head man in charge of floral deliveries?
Yes, and one of the few men I know who would probably declare that fact.
I'm just doing my job.
Stop saying that.
This has to do with flowers we ordered?
Flowers we did not order.
I'm just doing my job.
Say that one more time and I'm going to punch your nose.
It must be a mistake.
There's no mistake.
I did not order these flowers.
It says that you have to be here to personally accept them.
I have to be here. Well, that's...
I am headman in charge of flowers.
I just do what I'm told.
I want you to stop saying that.
That's not what I was saying before.
It's a little variation that will still lead to a punch on the nose. Daisies, no less. As if I would order these pitiful little things.
foul things these days is. And just a notch up from weeds. And look how many. I mean, there must be at least...
1,000 of them. 1,000 yellow daisies.
That's right. There's exactly 1,000 of them. Order states that there's to be exactly 1,000. Not 1,001, not 999, but 1,000. You ask for 1,000, I bring 1,000. I don't question the orders. I merely fill them.
My job well done, Mr. Adolf Eichmann.
Couldn't find the horse.
You didn't have
to. Don't say anything, okay?
Please. You were right last night. I shouldn't have proposed to you like that. I mean, it was stupid. It was the wrong place and the wrong time, and I kicked myself the entire night for doing it. But you were wrong about something, too. I didn't propose to you because we were fighting. I proposed because I love you.
We're in a bad pattern, Lorelai, and we have to break it. And other than that murder-suicide thing you were talking about, which would be illegal and messy, I can only think to be impetuous.
Max!
No. Listen, I woke up this morning, and I realized that I have studied and taught the great literature all my life. And those stories are replete with characters that let opportunities slip by. But what I teach is more than just literature. It's lessons in life. And if I don't follow the tenets of those lessons, I'm not the man I thought I was. The man I want to be.
God, you talk so good.
I don't want an answer now. I've thought about this. I want you to do the same. I love you, Lorelai Gilmore. And I know this to be true. I'll talk to you later.
Stand outside. You always offered sanctuary. Everybody needs a little sanctuary. Everybody needs a little sanctuary.
Murray!
Jeez, you made me spill.
Sorry, she's not here?
No, what's the matter?
Well, I sent her a message to meet me here at 7, and she was supposed to meet me here at 7, so what time is it?
7.
I'm damp.
Oh, where is she?
Calm down. Is everything okay?
Yes, maybe. I think so. I don't know. So
what's going on?
Big things. Big, potentially life-changing things.
Get a promotion?
Oh, yeah. They may be head salesman in the Northwest Territories. No, I run an inn. There's no place to promote me, too.
So it's nothing to do with work.
Where is she?
Have some coffee while you wait.
No, I couldn't take coffee. Big hole through the roof. Very bad.
You're saying no to coffee? This is big. Can't tell me what it is?
I really need to tell Roy first.
But you're happy about this news.
I might be. Maybe. It's just kind of a wow. I can't believe this is happening to me. Kind of a mind-blowing moment. Oh, there she is. I'm going to go. The whole town gets one today.
Bye.
Thank you.